this was the ticket booth. And up above here was where the conductor, the station master, quartered.
Chad Stafford is a real estate developer with Occidental Management. He's pointing out some of the leftover features of Wichita's Union Station. The opulence is still present in the terracotta walls and marble floors. The large windows would have bathed the waiting passengers with great streams of sunlight. To the right of the sitting area was the Fred Harvey lunchroom, where hungry patrons could grab a bite to eat.
Fred Harvey was like the original franchisor. He had a Fred Harvey lunchroom in virtually every train station in America. And so this is the original.
Passengers passed through this building to board trains destined for St. Louis, Chicago, and even Los Angeles. For many, the station offered the chance to see America.
Riding high under the glare-proof dome, open to view on all sides, you roll along the old Santa Fe Trail, a first-hand color-moving picture from a front-row balcony seat.
In the early 20th century, railway companies such as Santa Fe, Frisco, and Rock Island provided a lavish, long-winding glimpse of the American landscape. Union stations were built in a number of U.S. cities. They provided a central station so that passengers could catch a variety of different trains in one place. Jay Price, a professor of history at Wichita State University, explains what the addition of a Union Station meant to the city.
In many ways, this was the front entrance to the city. If you were to visit Wichita, chances are you arrived by train. You would get off at Union Station. You look around, that's the front of Wichita.
Passengers departing at Wichita would have immediately seen the large, imposing industrial buildings of what is now called Old Town.
You're on Douglas, you go west, you can go down to the business district, down to the Ark River and across. You go east and you're going up to College Hill and the upscale neighborhoods there. Remember also, this was a world where we had streetcars, and streetcars ran up and down Douglas all the time. So you got out of the station and you had easy access to the rest of the city.
The opening of Union Station in 1914 was an extravagant event. Headlines from local newspapers noted that 400 chickens were ready for frying, bushels of cheese balls had been carefully formed, and that four women were preparing salad for the hundreds of expected guests. In essence, the completion of Union Station opened the city of Wichita to the rest of the country. But Union Station wasn't invincible. Historian Jay Price.
It starts changing after World War II with the widespread use of the automobile. And for longer distance travel, the rise of airlines and aircraft. And then when people start traveling by train via Amtrak in the 1970s, there are just a handful of lines that are used. And so the primary line becomes that goes through Newton and Hutchinson and on. So there isn't a need to have a Union Station downtown in Wichita anymore. We're not on a rail line.
Union Station eventually ceased all passenger service in the late 1970s. Since that time, it acted as the central offices for Cox Communications, who moved out in 2007. And last year, the building was purchased by Occidental Management.
And then these stained glass, and this was all original to it. They had a beautiful clock up here.
Chad Stafford and his company aim to renovate the 57,000 square foot building over the coming years. They will be taking into consideration the building's historical significance.
The state and the National Park Service provide standards of how you need to redo things for historic buildings. And so we'll be dividing by those. And so a lot of that is windows and metal. And then, you know, a lot of this beautiful stonework that just needs some cleanup and some what we call tuck pointing, which is adding masonry joints and caulking where necessary.
Remnants of the previous owners are still scattered throughout. Glass walls embossed with logos help contain little else than Ethernet cords and fallen ceiling tiles. A large mezzanine, which was built on the second floor to allow for foot traffic, blocks what was once one of the building's most famous features.
Yeah, this was called the Daylight Station of America because of this huge bank of east windows. And so because of how they had put in this structure, it kind of precludes some of the light from flowing through the space.
He says much of the existing infrastructure could be removed, but in the end, the decision is mostly tenant-driven. The building could once again become a corporate headquarters, or says that it could be used for more public events having to do with the Douglas art scene. When asked if the market is ready for 57,000 square feet of new space, Stafford said that downtown Wichita is, and has been, on the rise.
When you look at the shifts in other metro areas around the country, you see, instead of people moving out of downtown and kind of getting the McMansions, more and more people are saying, I'd like to be closer to where I work or at a location where I can live, work, and play.
Stafford says that he's excited for the redevelopment of the Douglas Underpass, which sits at the feet of Union Station. He hopes a cohesive relationship is created, which will connect the station to the rest of downtown. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.